In Studio 360's Science and Creativity series, we look at the surprising ways that science and the arts sometimes take cues from each other. In today's story, a physician teams up with a cinematographer to try to figure out a better way to see how wounds heal. Sarah Robertson has our story.
Looking back, I guess I didn't know any better. I walked that sidewalk every morning, step by step, just to meet him halfway.
This is a film called Halfway. It's about a friendship of two boys who walk to school together in New Orleans. It's an amateur film made by a director with a very serious day job.
Okay, thank you for taking the time. I know you're busy.
Too busy.
That's Dr. Sean Carpenter. He works at the North Shore Specialty Hospital in Covington, Louisiana. His entire working life is spent thinking about wounds.
Burn wounds, surgical wounds, pressure ulcers, radiation wounds.
On an average day as a wound care specialist, Carpenter sees about 50 patients. But during his vacation time...
You know, some doctors golf as their hobby. My hobby is to make movies.
Sometimes we have a purpose in each other's lives that we don't always understand. You just have to keep going to find out what it is.
Even though he's a hobbyist, Dr. Carpenter wanted his film Halfway to look as good as possible, so he hired a professional cinematographer, Francis James. James has experience working on major projects like Monsters Ball and HBO's True Blood, and they got to talking about photography.
When we were making the film, he was like, you know, you can make anything look like it happened just at the same time and make it all fit together. I can't get my nurses to take two pictures look alike. What do you want? Can you help me with this?
I was telling him about how I wish that we spent as much time and had the attention to detail and the quality of the wound photos as we were taking on this film. Over the last 8 years, I've treated wounds, and for 7 of the last 8 years, we've taken wound photographs on a weekly basis of all of our wounds.
Ashley, look.
Along with the written descriptions, photos are how a medical team charts the progress of a wound, the size, the colors of the blood and the pus, and the changes in the tissue around the wound.
We started noticing that some of the wound pictures were out of focus, they were blurry, the quality was terrible.
James started working with Dr. Carpenter to try and improve the standards of medical photographs.
So when I looked at what he was doing, and I said, are these the pictures that you're using in your medical records?
To bridge the gap, he consulted with nurses at the hospital, like Nurse Angelica Morell, about the conditions they work in.
I think that having a lot of white in the picture obviously is distracting because it's, you know, and it can distract the camera.
At first, James tried to improve the lighting, to get it more even and diffused. He put together a prototype that looked like a big eyeball on a stand. The nurses looked at him like he was out of his mind. They weren't going to carry that around. Then he realized he was looking at the problem all wrong.
It's more important that my camera stays clean that I take into 20 patients' rooms than it is for me to hold a blue cloth for a background.
You take the same picture of a wound with 3 different cameras in exactly the same situation, exactly the same lighting, they all look different.
Because different cameras record different color values for the same image. So instead of focusing on external conditions, he decided to establish a visual baseline inspired by the color charts used in film. They called their invention TruSee. They've applied for patents.
Probably heard this. Paper medical files will be a thing of the past soon. They'll be replaced by electronic medical records. And it's just the beginning of just how electronics are going to change everything in medicine. They've changed everything in our lives. But it's not perfect. They can't always rely on a clear picture. Now a local company called TruSee is making their job a little easier.
TruSee has 2 main components.
Right, so there's the slate.
A slate placed behind a wound being photographed.
The slate has a color matrix on it. It has a number of things that you can see and things you can't see that the software reads.
The other part is a computer program that calibrates the colors of the image based on the squares on the slate.
And then each slate is a unique number, so we track everything. So you know where it was created, if it was altered, you know, so you have a provenance for every picture.
It allows for everything to be accurate, whereas before, things could be judgmental. I mean, it could be, you know, what I see as the amount of slough that's in a wound or bad tissue or dead tissue. It can be subjective.
Trucy keeps revising their slate based on feedback.
This is samples of every one of our slates.
They're up to the 24th version.
Sometimes we make them at Kinko's, try it out.
He saw the nurses were cutting the slates in half.
And they said, well, we don't like 15 centimeters.
So he made them shorter. He noticed they were putting tape on the back.
I said, what if I put an adhesive on the back? He just said, alleluia.
And Francis is still getting feedback on how all of this can help the clinicians with things like tracking patients or measuring the size of a wound.
Because wounds, unfortunately, don't come in perfect sizes, and they're not don't have perfect round edges.
But when you have the Trucy system and you can see the previous measurement, what does that do for you?
Oh, it helps you really graph a wound. Really know, is it really getting smaller? Is it really getting better? Do we need to change? Do we need to what? I mean, there's so many guidelines that come along with what we have to do. If three different people have seen that person and measured it in different ways, then how do you truly know if it's stalled or not?
Knowing whether or not a wound is progressing is crucial. Every insurance company has their own rules, and Nurse Morrell says with some of the more restrictive plans, like Medicaid, having irregular photos that don't show progress can result in loss of care.
They get it taken away, they lose their beds, the low air loss beds they need, they lose their, I mean, it can mean a lot of things. It can mean the difference between someone getting a $600 Rojo cushion for their wheelchair or not. I mean, it's significant change.
The interesting thing about Trucy is it's not really a high-tech solution. This isn't about new fancy equipment. It's about a new perspective to the problem. Carpenter and James took tried and true ideas from one field and brought them into another.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is in the film industry, you know, I always joke because in the film industry, we treat everything like it's life or death. You know, if Tom Cruise is waiting on something, it's life or death. And I looked over at what the nurses and the clinicians were doing in wound care, and I said, how can I make this something you can do? Because you are dealing with life and death. We're not.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Robertson.
And I'm Kurt Anderson. What about you? Has something you learned from a hobby ever helped you solve a serious problem? If so, tell us in a comment at studio360.org.